This instant analysis of the Browns' 23-21 loss to the Baltimore Ravens is brought to you by Joe Lazor with Lazor Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Lazor Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Well, nobody, and I mean nobody, snatches defeat from the jaws of victory better than the Cleveland Browns, and they did it again down at First Energy Stadium. Looked like they were on their way to start the season at 2-1 with a big victory over rival Baltimore, get a division win. Everybody feeling good going into the bye week at 2-1. They're up going into the fourth quarter, but they can't close. Can't get the job done. They led 21-17 entering the fourth quarter. They had a couple of scoring opportunities in the fourth quarter. They come away with 0 points on those scoring opportunities. The first time, a field goal, you get a low snap mishandled. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but Cundiff hits the upright. The field goal is no good, so that's 3 points there that the Browns failed to put on the scoreboard. Then they come down on the next series. They had the football. They connect on a 70-yard bomb from Brian Hoyer to Gabriel. Now, granted, if the throw's out there on the money and Gabriel doesn't have to come back for the football, it should have been a touchdown. But Hoyer's arm strength is not one of his strengths, I guess you could say, and he underthrows the ball. Gabriel caught it, set him up in great field position, first and goal from the 9, but you've got it. He was so wide open, that has to go for a touchdown. It doesn't, and it proves to be costly because first and goal from the 9, the Browns go backwards on 3 consecutive plays. They had a missed handoff. Hoyer was across the line of scrimmage when he threw the 1 ball in the end zone when it looked like it was a touchdown. It wasn't. So they got to settle for a 32-yard field goal, right? You're thinking, no problem. Cundiff, he'll put this one through, and that'll increase the Browns' lead to a touchdown at 24-17. Only problem on the field goal attempt is on the right side of the line, number 90, Billy Wynn doesn't sustain his block on the outside. And I think it was Jackson for Baltimore who came around the edge, dove, got a hand on the ball, blocked the field goal. So again, the Browns do not get any points out of a drive into Baltimore territory. And then the Ravens on the next possession, they take the ball down the field. Big play on that drive, a pass interference penalty on Justin Gilbert. It takes the ball from the 36 down to the 5. Gilbert beaten numerous times throughout this game and throughout this season so far. The rookie number one pick really struggling, but the defense, they were bending, but they weren't breaking. They held their down in the first and goal, second and goal, third and goal situation, force a field goal, and they still maintain the lead at 21-20 with 5 minutes to go. This is where you can start questioning Kyle Shanahan and the play calling. 5 minutes left on the clock. You're hoping the Browns can sustain a drive of 6, 7, 8 plays, gain a few yards, flip the field position, maybe get a field goal, at least chew up some clock, right? 3 plays, 3 yards, 59 seconds used off the clock. They punt the football away. Baltimore gets it. Get a pass interference, or was it hold? I think it was defensive holding on Joe Hayden. Gives Baltimore an opportunity to move into good field position near midfield. The defense stiffens once again. Okay, force a punt. That's great. But another special teams miscue that won't show up in the final box score cost the Browns big time. Baltimore punts the ball. Sam Cook boots it 58 yards. But of those 58 yards, 15 came on a bounce and roll, and it was down at the 7-yard line. Travis Benjamin has an opportunity to fair catch the ball at the 22-yard line. He elects not to catch it. The ball hits at the 15 and takes a Baltimore roll. It's down at the 7-yard line. Not good field position, right? 2:19 left. Browns need to get a first down, and they get out of there with a 21-20 win. Baltimore only has 2 timeouts. What happens? 3 plays, 3 yards, and they use up only 21 seconds. So their last 2 possessions, the Browns had 6 plays on offense for 6 yards and only used up 1:20. When you do that against a good football team like Baltimore, you're not going to win 9 times out of 10, and that was the case here today. Baltimore gets the ball back near midfield. Big play is Flacco to Smith. Steve Smith beats Joe Hayden, who was beaten quite a bit today as well. Big play of 32 yards. Sets up the game-winning field goal. Tucker from 32 yards out splits the uprights at the gun, and the Browns lose 23-21. Mistake after mistake after mistake, and the Browns fail to hold on at home. Again, a game they should have won. They lost. They gave it away. They fall to 1-2 on the year. After the game, head coach Mike Pettine took the blame, said, "This one's on me." Well, it was a total team loss. The coaches didn't do their job. The players on offense, defense, special teams, especially special teams, didn't do their job. And just too many miscues, too many mental mistakes, physical mistakes, and they lose the game 23-21. So it's a tough one to swallow if you're the Cleveland Browns and you have that bad taste in your mouth now for 2 weeks, because you go into the bye week having to think back at all the different things you did wrong in the loss to Baltimore in hopes that you can correct them by the time you play at Tennessee. No quarterback controversy to me, not in this one. Brian Hoyer, while he wasn't spectacular, again, he was solid. He did not turn the football over. Yes, he underthrew Gabriel on that big play that should have went for a touchdown, but how can you be upset with a guy who completed 19 of 25 passes for 290 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions, was only sacked one time, quarterback rating was 127. And they had the trick play with Johnny Jamboogie, Johnny Manziel, and it would have worked great if Terrence West wouldn't have shifted improperly. They were within the rules, I guess, of that trick play where it looks like Manziel's running off to the sideline to go out of bounds. They snap the ball. He's in motion, but Terrence West didn't come set, and it nullified like a 35-yard gain. So again, another mistake. I think that was the theme of today's loss to the Ravens. Mistake after mistake, and I'm done repeating myself. They snatch defeat from the jaws of victory once again and lose to the Ratbirds from Baltimore 23-21. This instant analysis was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs, 330-722-4444, or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.